The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Very busy afternoon as we get started here on this blustery Tuesday. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
Aaron Grinello, just heard in your newscast, they've now extended this tornado warning in Kitsap County until 12:30 this afternoon. And I know that EMS is advising everybody to take shelter now. Do you have any more updates on what's happening there?
Yeah, just got off the phone with the Weather Service and Mike McFarland over there. He is tracking this possible tornado. Again, this is no actual physical sighting of a twister there, according to the radar, but here is where he says it is right now.
Well, if you were there right now, where the radar sees the wind, it would be 45 knots wind, southerly wind, coming toward the radar. Like I said, a few couple miles, 2-3 miles east of Seebeck. And then on the other side, you know, like half a mile to the west there, would be the wind would be going the other direction, although not nearly as strong. So there's something swirling there, but the radar can only see down to about 3,500 feet. It can't actually see what's down below, close to the ground.
And again, this is so tracking kind of toward Bainbridge Island out in that area, strong enough to produce winds, he says, of around 50 to 60 miles an hour at most. Again, that would be enough to definitely produce, or at least knock down some power poles, some trees out there. If you hear thunder, don't step outside. Now is not the time to do that. Definitely strong downpours out there and heavy winds in that area.
Yeah, it looks like they have some lightning just west of Belfair. I'd like to bring all of our listeners into this. If you live out in Kitsap County, we're going to add you to our fleet of reporters as we get started this afternoon. So text us. Let us know what you're seeing. I'm looking at some radar images right now, Aaron. It looks like the lightning is just west of Belfair, and the worst storm is moving east to west, and they expect it to sweep across, as you were saying, Bremerton, Bainbridge Island, up by the Bangor Station.
Exactly right.
So, yeah. Yep. So, I'm sorry, it's west to east is where it's sweeping. I don't know if I said that correctly.
And I'm also just told here from the news desk, schools in Kitsap County are now told to shelter in place. So students out in that area are not leaving. No recess today for sure in Kitsap County right now.
Well, it's very unusual because I've summered back in North Dakota, where my parents grew up a couple of times, and tornadoes are pretty common back there, and everybody knows which part of the basement to get into, and they're very rare out here. I know that, so rare that I can remember, I think it was two or three in my lifetime that have been spotted around here. One was near Ballard when I was a little kid, in fact, but they're very rare, and so people might not have the same instinctive alert to take care of themselves as you do in Tornado Alley elsewhere in the country.
Indeed, yeah. And another note also from Mike, what he says is once the thing does reach the water, reach Puget Sound, kind of get around that Elliott Bay area of Seattle, it'll go away. So hopefully once it gets away from land into the Puget Sound, away from Bainbridge Island, the threat will dissipate. We're told right now that another 20 minutes or so, though, that tornado warning will be in effect.
Okay, if you want to get more info, Aaron, and then pop back on at the end of the Big Lead here, this segment, we'll keep everybody updated. I would appreciate that.
Yep, and also just one more note, hail is also falling in that area too, pea-sized hail, according to the Weather Service. So strong winds, possible tornado, shelter in place is sort of the headline right now.
Yeah, in fact, I'm watching some video of the hail coming down. Mm-hmm. It's felt in the cars pretty good. So my question, though, you talked to the Weather Service, and they said they haven't seen a tornado. So what are the conditions? Do you have any idea what the conditions are when they haven't seen a tornado that makes them put out a tornado alert?
I don't know that specific answer. I do know that they see something swirling, at least was the phrase that the Weather Service used. So conditions are at least ripe for the possibility for a tornado. And something like 85 to 90,000 people right now are affected by this warning out in the central Kitsap County area.
Got it. Okay. All right. We'll check back in with you in just a few minutes, Aaron. Sure. Aaron Grinello covering this, following this for us. So the breaking news is there is a tornado warning right now in central Kitsap County. It is expected to last. They said at first until 12:15, but they just a few minutes ago, they revised that and said the tornado warning is going to go till about 12:30. And that's in regards to what Aaron was just talking about, that as this system moves over the water, it'll dissipate and not become a problem. But they are asking people to shelter in place. I'm getting lots of text messages because I have asked everybody over in Kitsap County to be part of our reporter team this afternoon. From 860 Dory, my Port Orchard home was hit the last time. I'm keeping my fingers crossed this time. Another one out here in Silverdale, hailstones 10 minutes ago, now real calm. Is that the calm before the storm? Go Dory. I used to do traffic with Tracy Taylor. Well, thanks for telling me that. I appreciate knowing that. 360, I grew up in Tornado Alley in Illinois, but I've been out here since 1980, so tornadoes are rare. But we did have a tornado strike down in Port Orchard last year and tore up quite a few homes. So that's a couple of texters who have mentioned the Port Orchard one from last year. There's some skeptics as well from the 360. Tornado? Kind of like when they predict snow? I don't know. I'm guessing there's something to this. I wouldn't blow this off. Can I sue Al Gore for hailstone damage to my car? Sure. You can sue for anything. Doesn't mean you're going to win, but you sure can. So far in Port Orchard, just a slight breeze, no thunder, etc. I'm at the shipyard in Bremerton. We are sheltering in place here. Dark skies is all we see looking towards Silverdale. I have a brother and sister and their families. They both live over in Kitsap County. I need to check in with them. From the 253, you suck, Dory. Hey, what does that have to do with tornadoes? Get out of here, man. 206 wants to know, is the tornado vaccinated? Hey, can we please take this seriously? What's the matter with everybody? This is tyranny. Shelter in place. You can't tell me what to do. So it's the 253. Okay, nobody's taking this seriously. We're here to tell you what's going on. There is a tornado warning in central Kitsap County, and it's expected to last for another 17 minutes or so, till about 12:30. So we will keep you posted on that. Right now I am checking the weather again, or the radar, I should say, and the system's moving from west to east. And right now it looks like it's just between Paulsbo and Kingston, the worst of it, the worst of the weather, just north of Brownsville. Which is the adorable little marina on the water there, right across from Bainbridge Island, just west of Bainbridge Island. So it's a little north of that. It's heading west and heading east, and when it gets to the water, it should dissipate. We'll keep posted on that. We'll bring Aaron back in just a couple of minutes. With that breaking news as mere prelude, let's get to today's top story now.
The Big Lead, top story.
What do you care about the most these days? Because what we are seeing is a tremendous disconnect between our governor, our president, and what the people of this country truly care about, which is why Joe Biden has an almost impossibly low 38% approval rating in the USA Today poll that came out yesterday. 38%, just 10 months into a presidency. That's pretty much unheard of. So why is this? Why do people feel like our leaders don't care about us? Well, it's because their actions would indicate that they do not care about us. And I'll give you some examples here. In our state, the biggest issues are crime, drugs, homelessness, getting the economy back going. But what's Jay Inslee doing today? He's still back in Glasgow, Scotland, and he made a big announcement. He is going to have an all-electric state motor vehicle fleet in the next few years. Now, what's that going to do for the planet? Well, nothing, because Washington State, little tiny Washington State, switching its government vehicles from gas to electric, compared to what China and Russia and India spew into the atmosphere every second of every day, we don't amount to a grain of sand on a beach. But Jay Inslee wants to spend millions and millions of our dollars to electrify the car fleet. Is that something you really care about? Do you care about the state of Washington spending a fortune for electric vehicles? Because I think there are people who have much bigger and serious personal issues right now. You know, what's going on in your kid's school? What's going on at your job place? Is your job safe? Are you economically okay? Inflation is roaring ahead. Huge, horrible inflation numbers coming out today. Jay Inslee's off talking about electric cars. Meanwhile, we have crime through the roof. Over in Ballard, I'm going to talk to a business owner in Ballard right after 12:30 this afternoon. But a couple of weeks ago, we told you about this double-decker RV in Ballard. Somebody took a hideous old Winnebago, and then they, with two-by-fours and plywood, they built a second story on top of the RV. So it's a double-decker RV. It's very dangerous if that second deck, which is so shoddily made, if it were to blow into the street when their car's driving up and down, people could be killed. Carolyn Boyle, she owns a business called New Roots Organics. She told Channel 4, ComoNews.com, that things are getting worse, not better.
This has just gotten worse and worse and worse.
Another business owner, Ann Smith, Sunny Honey Company, she says the city is doing nothing.
I thought that was going to be taken care of and dismantled. There's no ramification for any of the behavior.
No, they aid and abet the criminals, the RV drug users, the people who are making our city a crime-riddled place. Channel 4, ComoNews.com, they talked to a man who's helping build the second story on this RV.
It's not falling down.
After all the scrutiny, the RV's owner took it apart and told me he was selling the wood. Then a few weeks ago, it started to slowly come back.
How come you guys have decided to put it back up? You said you're going to bring it back down.
It's for music. It's a homeless music recording studio.
This man is helping with the build-out and says they're moving ahead with the project.
No, it's not coming down anytime soon.
A homeless music recording studio. An RV with a plywood second story on it. Liam's a neighbor there, and he says, yeah, they play music. They just pound a drum all night long.
It didn't really go away. It just kind of got put on hold for maybe a week. They have drum. They have a drum set recently.
And the city is doing absolutely nothing. At a time when our city should be doing everything it can for our job creators, our tax providers, our small businesses that are the backbone of our economy, they are letting them just twist in the wind. They're getting robbed blind, all these business owners. There's just random vandalism because the people who are living in these RVs have such emptiness in their souls that they try to fill it by just smashing somebody else's stuff. Not even so that they can make money off of it. And the city is doing nothing.
Where's Dan Strauss?
I don't know. I've emailed him. I sent him letters.
Yeah, Dan Strauss, the city councilman, represents Ballard. I've talked to residents, I've talked to a lot of business owners, and they tell me that Dan Strauss is one of the most useless Seattle City Council members of all time. He is just letting this happen. And meanwhile, you have private citizens like the group we talked to last week, We Heart Seattle, that's going out, they're getting housing for the homeless, they're picking up needles, they're picking up garbage, and you have Dan Strauss and city department heads ambush the We Heart Seattle woman. She thought they were getting her on a call to thank her for all the great work they're doing. Instead, they ambush her and say, stand down. Let the city do this. The city isn't doing anything. It's up to private citizens. But this is the chasm that exists right now. We've got people who care in politics about extending the drug RV problem, about electric cars. And then we have the normal citizens, taxpayers, who care about the condition of their kids' school and that their house isn't getting broken into at night. And we just have leaders who are so out of touch. I'm going to have a lot more on this as we progress through the afternoon. I do want to get back to our breaking news. There is a tornado warning until 12:30. They now have added a marine warning just east of Bainbridge Island as the system moves across central and northern Kitsap County, and it's going to clip part of the sound. So they're adding a marine warning until 12:45 this afternoon. The tornado warning is in place for another 9 minutes or so. Aaron Granillo has been tracked out in our newsroom. What's the very latest, Aaron?
Well, I'm going to play a little bit from our news partners, Cairo 7 TV. Nick Allard is all over this right now. This is from him just a couple minutes ago. what he is seeing on the radar.
The idea is there's enough instability, there's enough cold air, there's enough moisture, there's enough wind. All of those ingredients came together to produce a severe thunderstorm. So we had wind that was strong enough. We have the potential for rotation that it could produce the, or maybe a better way to put it is it's likely we could see the chance of more tornadic activity. There could be a severe thunderstorm capable of that again.
And on the radar, there were just tons of lightning strikes out there in the central Kitsap County area. So again, this warning runs for about another 8 minutes. And as you heard from Nick, there's the potential for this tornadic activity. That doesn't mean that a twister has touched ground or anything like that, anything of that nature. But shelter in place, and that's what a lot of people are doing. That's what schools in that area are being told to do right now on Bainbridge and Seaback and elsewhere. People are told to shelter in place for at least the next 10 minutes or so as we have gusty winds, strong downpours, and lightning strikes as well.
And as we often see with systems like this, Aaron, I'm looking at some video that's just coming in on this. There are some blue skies, and then right against the blue skies are just black clouds, and you can see the swirling winds in the trees, but nothing yet that we've seen that looks like a tornado. But shelter in place till the bottom of the hour, and we'll keep you posted on all of this. And then from what I'm seeing on the radar, Aaron, it looks like as even though it may die down a little bit over the water, mm-hmm. they think that it could move across the sound, and it's going to clip Edmonds and Linwood as the system comes across the sound. So there's going to be some on this side of the water as well, it looks like.
Certainly some strong winds. However, the Weather Service just did also tweet out that no tornado warnings for Seattle. So hopefully this side of Puget Sound is all clear.
Okay, let me take a quick time out here. Aaron, we'll have more in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour with our 12:30 news. That, for now, is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Both Aaron and I will continue to gather information. If you are over in Kitsap County, I would still love to hear from you and what your reporting on the ground can tell us. Text me at 888-973-CAIRO. 888-973-5476. Let us know what you're seeing over in Kitsap County, and we'll keep you very posted on this breaking news as we get started here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, there you have the all clear from Emergency Management Services, but my goodness, Aaron, there are some thunderstorms over there right now.
Oh, my goodness. And not to mention, we haven't even talked about the mountain snow, by the way, which is also affecting people over the passes. But, yeah, closer to home, yeah, lots of wind, lots of rain out in the Puget Sound area. If you're in a small boat, get out right now. Yeah. There are a lot of water spouts out there, wind gusts around Puget Sound areas around, like, Kingston and Woodway. You are told to get off the water. Small boats will likely be damaged in a storm of this severity.
The other thing that I'm seeing here is even though the tornado warning has been lifted, there is some cyclonic air over there, because I was looking at some video and there's a lot of, I don't know if it was roofing shingles, but there was all kinds of material about 30, 40 feet off the ground just swirling in a circle. So might not be a tornado, but there's a lot of stuff flying around over there too.
No doubt. And like I mentioned at the top of the, or the bottom of the hour newscast too, Shelton, that area now being told to shelter in place too. No evidence of any tornadic activity out there, but really strong winds, severe hail, too. And you're being told out in the Shelton area now to shelter in place as well. And again, if you're out in the Kitsap County area, too, the weather today will likely be unsettled for most of the afternoon. So you're not out of the thick of it yet. But yeah, that tornado warning has just been lifted a few minutes ago.
Do you realize that in the last 60 seconds, I word cyclonic and you just used the word tornadic?
How cool is that?
How pretentious is that? Okay, so if there's anything new, but it looks like I'm surprised, because I'm toward the north end of Lake Washington where my studio is here, and we actually have a little bit of sunshine. There's some black skies here, but a little bit of sunshine as well that I'm seeing, but because I'm looking at radar and it looks like we should be getting swamped right about now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Keep me posted.
We'll do.
If you have anything new, jump right on in. We are your EMS station here in the Seattle area, Cairo Radio, so we'll keep you posted. But, again, I'm turning to you. I'm getting comments, too, on the other story that I did last half hour about the double-decker RV from the 360. Any decent taxpaying Seattleite needs to get a building permit to build a deck more than 3 feet above the ground. What would that cost? That's the craziness of this. If you are a good, honest, taxpaying, hardworking homeowner, you got to go get for a deck in your backyard. If you want a shed, you have to go get a permit. But if you're a meth cooker in an RV, well, you can build a shoddy 2x4 plywood second story on top of your RV, and nobody will do anything about it. How upside down is that? How completely bizarro has our world gotten when the hardworking taxpaying homeowners get tortured by government? And it's torturous, man. When we built this house 17 years ago, this is just a little thing, but I was going to put in a sport court. So we poured a pad, and the around the pad was great sandy soil. You couldn't get a – you could run a hose anywhere, and it would not puddle up because it just drained. And then we had perf pipe next to the garage, and so any water that drained down into the soil went into the perf pipe and went down into a drain field that we had to build in our backyard. But an inspector came out and said, oh, you need a French drain. I said, what's that? It's about a foot wide from the pad and about a foot deep, and you got to just put river rock in it. Why? For any water runoff. And I grabbed a hose, and I started pouring the hose right next to the concrete pad. And I said, look, it doesn't even puddle. It drains right now. I don't need a French drain. It's draining naturally. Doesn't matter. You need a French drain. Why? It's code. But why is that the code? If what I have now is even better. Because it's code. You know, it cost hundreds. Today it'd be thousands of dollars to do a stupid French drain that accomplished nothing. Which is another reason why people wonder why housing's so expensive around here. It's not just supply and demand. It's that government adds more to the cost of housing in the Puget Sound area than any other place in the country. Government always adds something to the cost of housing. But elsewhere in the country, it's a fraction of what government imposes on builders here. And so price of all housing goes up through the roof. Okay, let's get back to our Kitsap County correspondence. I'm asking you to text me at 888-973-CHIRO from the 360. I be listening. I work in Jefferson County, but my home is in the bullseye in Seebeck. I'm freaked. That is unnerving. I know it's unnerving when you're not at home and you're wondering what's going on at your house. But I will say, I don't know if this will help, but the worst fears of tornado has been lifted now. So that did not manifest itself. On goes. Hi, Dory in Kitsap County, Manchester area. It's dark like it's about to get real. I'm getting so many text messages. It's spinning while I'm trying to read it. It's dark like it's about to get real. That's all I can read on that one. Crap, I live in Gig Harbor and I love storms. Nothing happening here but a little rain and some mild wind. Here's where I am on storms. By the way, the blue skies that I saw about 3 minutes ago are completely gone now, and it's pretty dark skies here at our North Lake Washington studio. But I love storms until the power goes out. But, oh, good thunderstorm. And we don't get those around here. We don't get real thunder and lightning storms. Very rare. Not like you get on the East Coast or in the Midwest, which I just dearly love. And in the Midwest, man, you can be on the farm. I remember one day being on the farm. It was about 92 degrees. A beautiful summer day. And all of a sudden, you see this black wall just moving across right toward us. And it was for me, the thunderstorm to end all thunderstorms that hit that night. I thought it was awesome. So I love a good storm. And if you're battling, you know, the thunder and lightning over there, I don't mean to minimize it if you hate this. But as long as the power stays on, I'm pretty good with all of this. As a general contractor, this is exactly why I won't build in King, City of Seattle. The Mason County Building Department is the most realistic, but other counties are trying to be like Seattle. Kitsap in the city of Gig Harbor, for example, in making people get permits when the homeless are allowed to get away with almost anything. How about this from the 360? Dory, I'm 160 feet up in a tower crane. Nope, calling it a day. That's a really good idea. Okay, and finally from the 250, where's that? How is Dory going to blame the storm on Jay Inslee and the radical left? Give me time. Okay, let me take a quick time out here. It looks like the worst is past. If there is anything else we got to jump in with, we absolutely will. But we are going to get back to the other news of the day as well as the Dory Monson Show on a stormy Tuesday rolls on. I'm just looking at a live camera shot that our news partners at Cairo 7 had from a Washington State ferry crossing the Sound, and it's pretty choppy out there. My first reaction every time I see choppy water on the Sound is, I should put on my dry suit and get the Sea-Doo out. But no, that would be a really bad idea because there is a marine warning. It actually expired about 4 minutes ago, but they had a marine warning for Puget Sound. I'm happy to say the Cairo 7 live shot was from the front of the ferry, and I didn't see any other boats out on the Sound. This would be pretty perilous this afternoon. The tornado warning was canceled about 12:30. The marine warning was expected. I haven't gotten official word that they removed it at 12:45, but it was expected to be canceled about 4 minutes ago. Somebody asked me, how am I going to blame this on Jay Inslee and the radical left? I don't know, but I'll give you an example of Jay Inslee, the radical left, and climate. So a doctor up in British Columbia, our neighbors to the north, has for the first time in recorded medical history, he has diagnosed a woman who is suffering from climate change. Dr. Kyle Merritt. He says that the woman is in her 70s. She had acute breathing problems. She also was sick with all kinds of other stuff as well. And she has a history of diabetes and heart disease. She lives in a trailer home with no air conditioning. And when it got really hot in the Northwest last summer, it was up in the 110s here in Washington and British Columbia. But this doctor has decided to diagnose this woman who has a lot of comorbidities. He's diagnosing her with climate change. Kyle Merritt's an emergency room doctor in Nelson, British Columbia. He's the one who made the diagnosis. He said it was the first time he had determined a patient's cause of suffering to be climate change. He said, quote, if we're not looking at the underlying cause and we're just treating the symptoms, we're just going to keep falling further and further behind. And I would not want this guy as my doctor. I can tell you that. By the way, he is part of a Climate Institute initiative. So this is just an attention ploy. But I find that particularly despicable. A doctor using a sick older woman's health so that he can get publicity for his climate change initiative. To use the suffering of one of your patients for your personal gain, and I'm sure that you have a bunch of people that you surround yourself with who talk about how wonderful and progressive you are to diagnose somebody with climate change. Now, it got hot last summer, But we had Cliff Mass on throughout that heat wave, and he told us it had absolutely nothing to do with it. Actually, to be honest, he said temperatures were about 30 degrees above normal, and maybe 0.7 degree could be attributed to climate change. And so, no, the heat wave last summer had nothing to do with climate change, but a doctor just uses the health of one of his patients so he can be a social justice warrior. How cool is that? And then I mentioned that Jay Inslee is in Glasgow, Scotland. If I was going to a climate change conference, I'd want to go via Zoom so I wouldn't have to fly in jets and ride in limos to get to everything. But Jay Inslee's in Glasgow, Scotland, and earlier today, he said that he is proud to be announcing that Washington State will be at the vanguard of electric car change.
This is a big challenge for everybody on the planet. I'm really glad to represent a state that's leading the charge. We're very proud of this in our state. And I think if people were in this building, there's 20, 30,000 people here right now, they would feel a sense of joint commitment of the people around the world. It's good that we're leading the world, but it's also great we're not alone. We are all in this together. And when you're with a group of people from around the world, it is heartening. It is inspiring. And it's a good day to be a Washingtonian.
It's inspiring. So wait a second. It's a climate change conference, and there are 20 to 30,000 people in the building right now. Obviously, none of them care about the planet. They all flew in jets to get there. Probably rode in limos or towns after they landed. They could have just zoomed in to these meetings. But no, they all had to travel to Glasgow, Scotland, so that they could tell everybody how selfish we are to spew carbon emissions. See, none of it makes any sense. None of it is true. And when Jay Inslee says that Washington's going to be at the vanguard of this electric car revolution, as I said earlier, as long as the Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, they are spewing carbon emissions into the air, Washington amounts to nothing statistically, practically, in whatever our global climate emissions are. But this is a way for Jay Inslee to spend billions of dollars on his pet industry and let everybody know how virtuous he is. Hey, Jay, you got problems here at home. I don't know if you're aware of this. We have lots of serious issues you can come home and deal with. Murder rate, shootings, tornadoes. Okay, we're going to check the news for you here at the top of the hour. And then the Fastest 15 is coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.